Pascal, heading into this from your standpoint, what do you want to see over the next 4 days?
Well, there's a reason why the players are here. We want to see that reason. We have a background on each player, but we want to see them playing their game. We're going to try to put them in a position to succeed, and basically that's it. We want them to work hard, enjoy, and then that's their first. For most of them, it's the first time they're going to play pro hockey, so we want to see how they're going to adjust.
Kyle Connor's obviously on that list, and it's a lot of talk about him in the city. Just a thought on what you want to see him do this weekend.
Well, he's a guy that's got tremendous speed, and he's been creating in the past defensively. So we're gonna look at him and then let him go and do what he does best. We want to see him skate with the puck and make plays. And obviously, we're gonna keep. We started to show a system, our basic system. We want to stay within that system, but we really want to let the players, you know, be at their best.
A different kind of player than Connor and Brendan Lemieux, who, if you let him go and do his thing, it's going to be a different kind of thing. What would you look for from him in this tournament?
Well, he's a guy that's creating things offensively as well. He's a guy that is going to the net hard. He's a guy that he's got a presence on the ice, and we want to see that. It's more than that to his game, but when he's on the ice, we notice that he's out there driving the net. He's got a physical presence. So little details like that, we're going to really focus on what they're good at and then try to help them, you know, show us why they're there.
What kind of impression has Logan Stanley made in this?
Well, we saw him. We saw him at the development camp, and I like the stick. I like his size. His reads are pretty good. So we'll see. We'll see how he adjusts. But so far, he's been pretty good.
Pascal, for you, since the announcement was made that you'll be taking over the Moose, how much research did you have to do this summer to get accustomed to and get to know some of these youngsters?
Well, we did, but quite frankly, I've been working with Paul pretty much all summer just to look at what we've done last year, what we need to improve as a team, as an organization with the Jets, and try to bring that to the Moose. So there have been some searching, obviously, lots of communication with Jimmy Roy and Mike Keane, and then try to find out a little bit more about the players and their past. But, you know, everybody's got a clean slate. We're starting from scratch. So I want to make my own opinion and put them in a position to succeed and help them to be in that position. So, yes, there's some research that has been done, but to me it's day one.
Starting from scratch is yourself as well. I mean, how excited are you since the announcement was made to be sort of the boss, as it were?
Very excited, extremely excited to continue working for this organization, just in a different role, is an amazing opportunity for me and my family. I'm back to what I know the most, which is being a head coach. The adjustment I had to make to be an assistant coach was a big adjustment to me in my coaching career, which I enjoyed very much. But being able to work with the prospects, work with the American League guys, and help the Winnipeg Jets in our ways to maybe win some hockey games and provide players, develop those guys, be patient with them, that's an amazing opportunity I have.
Was there an adjustment going back to head coaching this?
Yeah, there is, because it's a league that I've never been part of. But we have a great staff, and like guys like Mark Morrison and Eric Dubois coming to the staff. We have a lot of experience, Craig Heisinger around the team. So it's of course it's an adjustment, because it's a different league, and then the way we travel, the way the schedule is done, and we play 21 times back to back during the season, so it's a different schedule, so you have to manage in a different way, but it's been an adjustment for sure.
Is there added intrigue or excitement going into this year, just based on the struggles the team had win-loss last-wise last year, to the roster you could have this year?
Well, there is. Obviously, we have great young players coming in. There's going to be quite a few battles for different spots in both teams. So it's we'll see. We're going to take it day by day, and we'll go from there. But it's going to be an exciting year, I'm sure.